We got a lot of things going on here around the South Plains and City of Lubbock, but this is really a neat thing. It's called the Glow Run, and it's a collaboration between a new center called Busy Bees and also the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which we cohabitate with in this building at 4413 82nd Street. Mm-hmm. I think actually where we're sitting in the studio right now is darn near right on top of your office, is it not?
That is correct. Yes, you guys are right above me.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are hearing the voice of Kristen Huber, and you are the director of Make-A-Wish Foundation.
I am, yes. I am the development officer for here in Lubbock and the 27 surrounding counties.
Okay,
only
great.
Staff member, so if you call, you're going to get me.
All right, great.
Great.
Tell us about the Glow Run. When is it, and how are you raising money? And this is kind of a neat thing.
It is, yes. This is the first time that Lubbock has had a Glow Run. And we actually got a phone call from Busy Bees Learning Center. They're going to be opening their doors in 2014, and they wanted to give back to the community with this Glow Run. And so on November 8th at McKenzie Park, they are going to be partnering with us here at Make-A-Wish, and you can come out and do a 5K Glow Run. Registration starts that night at 7:30, with the run actually taking place about 8:30 that evening. Prior to that, at registration, you can come and get painted up with glow paint and your glow necklaces.
Fluorescent.
Yes.
Wow.
And they're going to have some black light tents and different things like that that you can run through and light up the night is kind of our catchphrase with this event.
Cool.
But 50% of the proceeds will benefit Make-A-Wish and the other 50% will benefit Busy Bee. So 100% of your money is going to stay right here on the South Plains.
That's fantastic.
You know, Sandra, a lot of people just get out there and run their mouth just about things and that they care and that they want to be involved and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Kristen has a really interesting story because she has some deep-seated personal involvement and connection to Make-A-Wish Foundation. Mm-hmm. It's my understanding when you were younger when you were 8 years old that you had a wish.
Yes, I was actually diagnosed with cancer when I was 8 years old. Went through treatment for 2 years and actually just celebrated 16 years being cancer free.
Wow.
But during that time, Make-A-Wish actually approached my family and I about a wish. And so I turned 10 at Disney World. That was what I wished for. I didn't think life could get any better than that. But
at that point, you were just hoping to turn 10.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge misconception that people have about Make-A-Wish. They think we're only for terminally ill children, which is not the case. We don't use that T word at all in Make-A-Wish. Mm-hmm. We're for kids with life-threatening medical conditions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. I understand the, the anguish that goes along with that unknown. I mean, my daughter, she was diagnosed with ITP, and that's a platelet disorder, and it's kind of in the family.
Absolutely.
And, it's very, very worrisome. It's always looming. It's like you never can totally relax. All you can do is, trust God.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really. So that's a neat opportunity to get out and do something. Now, how much did you say the Glow Run costs?
Right now, if you register before the 18th, so until Friday, it's $30 per person if you're in a group of four or more, or $35 just as an individual running. Once that date has passed, it's going to increase $5. So $35 for your group, $40 as an individual.
Okay, nice. Nice. Ask you to hang around just for a little bit. I want to get some information from you.
Absolutely.
And give you some information so you can, post some stuff on our Facebook page from the run or updates about, purchasing tickets or getting involved. Do you need volunteers or anything like that?
We can always use volunteers, whether it's just at this event, if they want to get involved with Make-A-Wish. I know with Busy Bees getting ready to open up, they would be more than happy to take volunteers. So we can always use volunteers. You can contact us at the office directly or get all the information from you guys that'll be posted a little later.
Okay, great. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you guys for having me.
We really appreciate it. Kristen Huber, Make-A-Wish. Give us your phone number.
It is 785-9474 or 785-WISH.
Okay, great. Fantastic.